From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. British police have arrested a second person in connection with Friday's rush hour bombing on a London subway train that left 30 people injured. First man arrested is 18 years old. He was taken into custody in Dover. Latest man arrested is 21 years old, was found in a community near Heathrow Airport. Neil Basu is Britain's senior national coordinator for counterterrorism policing.
We have identified 121 witnesses, and we've spoken to 100 of them already. Officers continue to trawl through many hours of closed-circuit television footage, and more than 180 videos and pictures have been sent to us by the public. We continue to take a large number of calls from the public through the confidential anti-terrorist hotline. And the public's help remains crucial.
Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the assault. Friday's blast was the fifth major terrorist attack in Britain this year. Security troops, that is, in the Democratic Republic of Congo killed at least 36 Burundian refugees, injured more than 100 others during confrontations over plans to return some of the refugees to Burundi. Soldiers and police opened fire at the refugees as they tried to free some of their compatriots. That happened in a town in eastern DRC near the Burundi border. UN Refugee Agency expressing shock and calling for an investigation. Bangladesh government plans to construct a large camp to house some 400,000 Rohingya Muslims who have poured in from neighboring Myanmar over the past 3 weeks. Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, and other rights groups say there's evidence of systematically torturing Rohingyas. This is VOA News. About 3,000 leftist activists and migrants marched through central Athens to honor the memory of an activist rapper who was murdered by a neo-Nazi sympathizer 4 years ago. VOA's Behshan Hamdard has details.
The protesters marched past the U.S. Embassy on their way to the main offices of extreme-right anti-immigrant Golden Dawn Party, demanding that the offices shut down and party members jailed. Police wouldn't let the march reach the Golden Dawn headquarters and had some firebombs thrown at them. Police responded with tear gas.
Protesters also remembered an American woman who was killed last month by a self-identified white supremacist at a nationalist rally in the U.S. state of Virginia. United Nations reports world hunger is on the rise because conflicts and problems related to climate change are multiplying. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
The statistics in this report are particularly grim. They show that global hunger is on the rise again after more than a decade of steady decline. The report warns that malnutrition is threatening the health of and compromising the future of millions of people worldwide. The report says 155 million children under age 5 suffer from stunting of their bodies and often their brains, thereby dimming prospects for the rest of their lives. It notes 52 million, or 8% of the world's children, suffer from wasting or low weight for their height. Executive Director of the UN Children's Fund, Anthony Lake, says the lives and futures of countless children are blighted because of food insecurity, and those trapped by conflict are most at risk. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Facing a nuclear threat from North Korea and the flight of minority Muslims from Myanmar, world leaders gather at the United Nations starting Monday. There to tackle these and other tough challenges from the spread of terrorism to a warming planet. Spotlight will be on President Trump and France's new leader Emmanuel Macron, who will both be there making their first appearance at the UN General Assembly. A day of competing protest in Washington unexpectedly included a group of Black Lives Matter activists who appeared near the stage of a rally intended to show support for President Trump. That rally came after a small demonstration by anti-Trump activists near the White House. Both sides, thwarted by the so-called Juggalos, supporters of the rap group Insane Clown Posse, all protesting what they say is class-based discrimination by law enforcement.
That's the latest world news from VOA.